This is Fresh Air. John Leonard reviews Ken Kesey's new book later on the show. Dutch bassist Martin Altena comes from a family of classical string players, but he's taken a different musical route. In the 1970s, he was active in the free improvisation movement, playing solo concerts and participating in one-time ensembles. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, more recently, Alton has been playing music that mixes improvisation and composition with the music he heard early on.
When jazz critics write about Martin Altena these days, they mention folks you don't often hear about in jazz circles, composers like Morton Feldman and Earl Brown, and especially Igor Stravinsky. Just as early New Orleans jazz musicians built on the brass band tradition they were familiar with, Martin Altena has been influenced by the sounds of his people, European classical musicians. Critic Bill Shoemaker has pointed out how much Altena's current octet music resembles Stravinsky's 1918 suite for septet, The Soldier's Tale. Here's a little of that. Martin Altena's chamber ensemble has a similar instrumentation to Stravinsky's. Both have two reeds, two brass, violin, bass, and percussion. And Altena's music has the same transparent textures and colors, the same springy dance rhythms and quick transitions. That's part of the title track of the album Riff, one of two recent Altena CDs on the Hat Art label. The other one, released a year ago, is called Quotal. We've been listening to music from both. They're two of the most interesting albums to come from the European vanguard in a while. Few musicians from the continent manage such a deft balance of the compositional savvy that's at the heart of European art music with the self-expressive leeway of jazz. That's tenor saxophonist Peter Van Bergen on Martin Altena's composition, Boa. Altena knows when to let his players cut loose and when to rein them in, but he mixes the structured and open sections in ways you may not expect. For instance, on the title track from Quotal, the quietly restrained parts sound improvised and the raucous loud stuff sounds written. Thank you. It's curious that Martin Altinus should be so influenced by music Stravinsky wrote in 1918. That was just before American jazz musicians began invading Europe and catching the ears of composers there. Altinus's writing doesn't sound much like American jazz, and there are conservatives in the States and avant-gardists in Europe who'd insist that music like this isn't jazz at all. I'd argue that it is, partly on the strength of the improvised parts and the vocal quality of the instruments. This music couldn't exist without jazz as one of its models. But I'd lump this European music in with American jazz mostly because it has nothing to gain by being divorced from jazz. Swinging rhythm and blues feeling never hurt anybody. Finally, though, what you call it doesn't make much difference. As Duke Ellington liked to say, and as critics like to repeat, there are only two kinds of music, good and bad. This stuff sounds real good to me.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Martin Altinus' recording Riff and Quodal on the Hat Art label.